The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR-FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors.
Hey, what do you do when you get two guys in a room? One from Massachusetts, one from New York, where both hockey teams are gone. Yes, it's another edition of Berkshire Sports Now with Cronin's Look right here exclusively at WTBR 89.7 FM. Give us a call right now, 413-445-5943 for Tuesday Sports Talk Party in the Berkshires. Let's go!
The Bruins from a total crap show.
Oh, my God.
I know it's cold outside. Come on, babe, I'll keep you satisfied.
The sound takes up two.
Every time you steal that groove.
Wow.
Ain't nothing but a party.
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 Not a party for our teams.
Ain't nothing but a party. Ain't nothing but a house party.
No party here.
Good morning, everybody. All right. Welcome to another edition of Cronin and Zuck right here at Berkshire Sports. Now on 89.7 FM WTBR. 413-445-5943. 413-445-5943.
Somebody's already trying to call us
before the phone. Yeah, I know. Well, we'll get into it. Somebody's calling us already, but we'll take a call in a couple
even
minutes.
Had our monologue
of course
yet.
Not. We'll take a call in a few minutes. So hold on, caller. We'll get to you. Well, let me tell you something. There's so much to talk about, and we can start with a bunch of things, but I'm going to start with the local hockey teams because I'll tell you honestly, I'm shocked that the Bruins are out. I'm not shocked that the Rangers are out. And I have to tell you, last night, I'm all pumped for Game 7. I got my jersey on. I'm all ready. I'm all pumped. I'm on social media. You know, let's go Rangers. It's our night. After Game 6, in which the Rangers started out poorly in the first period and kind of got their thing together, but I'm absolutely disgusted, and just I cannot believe the type of game they played last night. They were flat, they were uninspired, and I give the Devils total credit. The Devils were a better team. I didn't like the matchup at the beginning. I picked the Devils to win in 7, and I was correct. Zibanejad a no-show, Panarin a no-show. The Kane deal made absolutely no sense whatsoever at the trade deadline. I'm pissed off at Chris Drury. I'm ticked off at the coach for not getting these players to play at their best. I don't know what's going to happen with Gerard Gallant, whether he's going to be back or not. I have no idea. But the general manager did not get it right, okay? Last year, he got it right when he brought in some players. He brought in Andrew Kopp. He brought in Frankie Vetrano, and he brought in Tyler Mott, which he also acquired this year as well. A little bit more forechecking, a little bit more guys that played down low with an edge. There was absolutely no play below the goal line, no forechecking, no backchecking. The turnovers, all the bad habits that the Rangers had this year through 82 games came to fruition in this game. And it's unbelievable when you think about this. Last night's slot shots at the end of two periods, Devils 11, Rangers 1. It's ridiculous. The Rangers in the three games they played, 15 goals in the games they lost. They scored 2 goals in 4 games. You're not winning it. I don't care who you play. I don't care if you play a Taconic High School hockey team. Is there a Taconic High School hockey? I don't care if you play a local Pittsfield hockey team. You're not beating teams when you score 2 goals. That's all there is to it. So, and as far as the Bruins are concerned, you know,
epic collapse by the Bruins.
Yeah, it's all about matchups. Well, let's delve into this for a second, okay? Last year, the Florida Panthers won the President's Trophy. Okay, they had the best record in the league, and they bounced out in 4 games to Tampa Bay. This year, they made some trades. They went out and got Matthew Tkachuk from Calgary, okay? And they traded Jonathan Huberdeau away, and they got a tremendous player. They didn't have a great season. They had a lot of injuries. They brought Paul Maurice in as a coach, a different style, a little more physical. They were a tough matchup for the Bruins, and they beat the Bruins twice this season. They and the Ottawa Senators, the only teams to beat the Bruins. The Bruins lost 5 games at home all year and lost 3 games in this series. And Patrice Bergeron, a wonderful player, played with a herniated disc, okay?
I think he's retiring.
He was hugging
all his teammates after the game.
I know. And the funny thing is, obviously, I don't like the Bruins, but you know what? The fact that the Bruins lost takes all the interest in hockey away here in New England, and it just sucks because
well, you get the Bruins are out. The Rangers are out.
Yeah, Tampa's out. And now, look, what kills me, too, is that the Rangers had a chance, right? With Tampa gone and obviously with the Bruins gone, here's the path for them to maybe get a chance to actually win the Stanley Cup. Now, to me, I am on the Toronto Maple Leafs bandwagon.
I would love to see Toronto.
I mean, the Toronto Maple Leafs haven't won. They haven't won the Stanley Cup since Davey Keon was captain in 1967. So those fans, I was ecstatic when they won to beat Tampa Bay. I was so excited when they won in overtime the other night. It was unbelievable. But the Bruins blew it. I mean, let's face it. The Bruins come back. They're down 2-0 early in the game. They come back. Pastrnak scores that big goal to make it 3-2 in the third. And the place is going nuts. And in the last minute of the game, they give up the goal to tie the game. And they couldn't get the puck out of the zone. They just couldn't.
I thought about epic collapses in sports history, yeah, right? Yeah. The Bruins were one. The Yankees 3-0 to the Red Sox.
Yeah, remember. Right.
Brady, beating the best, the best show on turf, Kurt Warner.
Right.
When, they were 14-point favorites.
The best show on turf. Yeah.
Right. Remember that? That was one. Golden State going, 73-9?
Absolutely.
Them losing. There's been a lot of epic collapses, and that's right up there in the top four or five of all time in the history of sports.
Yeah, it just goes to show you it's all about matchups. The regular season doesn't mean a damn thing. It's all about matchups in the playoffs.
Anyway, see who the hell is calling us.
Yeah. All right.
Who the hell calls us right away?
It rang a few times. Maybe it'll ring again. But 413-445-5943. I mean, it was just ridiculous last night. I mean,
the Patriots losing to the Giants.
Right.
After a perfect season.
Yeah.
I was putting that all together yesterday and this morning going, what? How do you compare the Bruins? I mean, and the Bruins are up 3-1.
Yeah, exactly. Coming home, right.
Well, Golden State was up 3-1 when they lost.
Right.
I mean, there was an epic collapse. And I told you 2 weeks ago, I said, the Bruins are not going to win the Stanley Cup this year.
I was shocked. But the thing is, too, is that in Game 5, that's when Sergei Bobrovsky, who's, by the way, a two-time Vezina winning trophy goaltender, stood on his head that night. I mean, the Bruins dominated Game 5 and lost. Then down in Game 6, I mean, Elias Omark, and the interesting thing about Omark is he's never really had that much experience in the playoffs. He played for Buffalo for 6 years. The Buffalo Sabres haven't made the playoffs. This is 10 years in a row right now, even though they're very much an improving team. But, I mean, I just was like, I couldn't believe it. I mean, to give up the goal in the last minute and then to lose in overtime and just, it was like you could hear a pin drop at TD Garden after that game. You could hear a pin drop.
It was brutal.
There's going to be some changes, obviously. The question is Patrice Bergeron going to retire? Is David Krejci going to retire? They're both older.
Do they make an instant reaction and fire the head coach?
Monty did a good job. I think the only thing I'd have a problem with is I would have played Swayman. If you're going to make a goaltending change, make it in Game 6. You should have made it in Game 6.
Okay.
That's my problem. You're going to put this kid in Game 7, with everything on the line. That was my major problem with it. So I really believe that that Game 6 was important. So that to me was the biggest issue. I would have preferred to see Swayman playing Game 6. That's what I'm thinking about. So, but other than that,
I haven't watched a lot of hockey this year. But
Dr. Sean's in the studio right now. So
I paid a lot of attention to Game 7. I watched.
He knows that both of I have had serious health problems in the past. Though.
Hey, Dr. Sean, how you doing?
We were supposed to play Stationary Factory this weekend, but everybody's not feeling well. That's why. So,
but man, I was so pissed off watching that game. I'm going,
ridiculous.
I haven't watched a lot of hockey. You know, I'm not the biggest hockey fan.
I know. Well, I'm not the biggest NBA fan. So there you go.
But I watch a lot of playoff hockey. Right? You're not the biggest NBA fan either.
No, not like the way we're talking
about NBA. How about that? Pathetic Celtics.
We'll get into it. So
hey, do you have a microwave over there?
Where?
On your side,
next to me.
On your side, a microwave. Do you have a potato?
No, why?
Because that's what Tatum and Brown were doing last night.
Yeah, we'll get into basketball.
You talked about, okay.
We'll get into basketball. I want to talk about basketball, but I want to finish with the hockey and then get into the basketball. Yeah. So.
Continue your rant about the Rangers.
Well, the thing is that, they made at the deadline, they got Tarasenko, and they got Mikula from St. Louis, okay? Okay, fine. I like Tarasenko. He's a good player, 10 years, been an all-star, won a Stanley Cup with the St. Louis Blues. Obviously, they beat the Bruins. It's amazing with the Bruins how many big games they've lost in Game 7s. When you go back to Game 7s now with the Bruins at home, they lost in Game 6 to Chicago. They lost in Game 7, obviously, to St. Louis, and then, of course, the other night. So they've lost some big games at home recently in their history. So Interesting. They've won the President's Trophy three times and got knocked out in the first round three times. The President's Trophy is a curse. The last
it is a
team,
curse. It's you know, a the total
last team,
curse.
Guess
total
who the last curse. Team? Guess who the last team with the President's Trophy to win the Stanley Cup?
I couldn't even
Patrick,
answer that.
Patrick Kane and the Chicago Blackhawks.
Wow.
So that's the last time. Yeah, and Kane. Yeah, the Kane deal
was that when they
no
was
sense.
That when they beat the Bruins?
No, that's I believe that's when they beat Philadelphia.
Okay.
So I mean, again, it, you know, you go back to the fact that the President's Trophy means nothing. All right, let's take our first call right here.
That was me.
Oh, that was you? Okay, Sean's calling. Okay. Hi, Sean, you're on the air. Anyway, but it's just, it's, you know.
Feel free to sit in if you'd
yeah.
like.
Was that him calling us before?
I don't know.
I don't know. Maybe he's, you know, he could disguise himself as a caller right now, the way things are going here on the phone lines. 413-445-5943, right here, the number to call right here. You're at WTBR 89.7, Cronin and Zook with you on Tuesday. You know, and again, the effort, it's amazing. He scored 15 goals. And the reason, and another collapse, like last year with the Rangers, okay, they won the first two games against Tampa, lost four straight. They ran out of gas. This year, they won two straight games, which they won 5-1 and 5-1. Their power play was good, and then they come home for game three. Okay, fine. You lose game three in overtime. It's a close game. Those things happen. And then they come out flat as a pancake in game four, which is inexcusable.
I just
inexcusable. Have to... All right, here we got some phone callers. Let's go.
I bet this is Mike.
Good morning. You're on with Cronin and Zook right here on WTBR. Good morning.
And on to baseball season, finally.
Oh, geez.
No more Rangers. No more Rangers.
Now you're going to talk about baseball. We're talking about hockey.
It's me, Rob.
I want to get your. I just want to get your feelings on the NHL. I want to get your feeling on your Islanders, too.
Well, the Islanders, you know, I didn't really expect them to get past Carolina, but once you got to game six, overtime, I think anything.
Your connection's a little.
Yeah, I was gonna say you sound like you're like.
You sound like you're in Florida.
let me call back.
All right, brother. All right.
By the way, I just got some breaking news on my phone to switch sports completely here.
Yeah.
Love hurts. Ooh, love hurts.
It also
the Green Bay Packers just picked up Jordan Love's fifth-year option for $22.5 million.
All right, there's the phone.
Jordan Love.
All right, Jerry, you back on?
Yeah, you got this is Spikeson. Peace out, Petersburg, Robbie.
Who is it?
I'm calling Pittsfield Sports Talk, Robbie Zucker.
Who is this?
It's Spike from St. Petersburg, Florida.
This is an even worse connection than the last
Yeah,
one.
This is worse than the last connection.
Spike! Hey, Robbie!
I gotta let you go, brother.
This is terrible.
God, it sounded like breathing.
But can you believe that
they
just gave Jordan Love a $22.5 million fifth-year option?
Wow, that's amazing for a guy who's basically done nothing with his career.
I could probably go get that, you know, playing in the USFL.
Right, absolutely.
Jeez, man.
So last night I'm texting back and forth between Moose and Beningo and the rest of the guys, my buddies at the Fan down there in New York. Let's try this again. All right, let's see if we can take another
Third
call.
Third time's a charm. Maybe.
Good morning. You're on with Cronin Zook right here on Berkshire Sports Now. Good morning. Hello?
Good morning, guys.
Oh, my God. This is even worse.
This is worse. I have no idea what's going on.
You can't hear me, Robert.
Oh, my God. This is terrible. Don't call us. Please don't call us back. Don't call us back.
Sound like Halloween.
Sounds like the Grim Reaper. It's like, you know. Oh, my God. Goodness gracious. The guy's going to be haunting me. He's knocking on my door in the middle of the night now.
I got to tell you, Mike in Maryland and I have been texting a lot back and forth.
He was driving me crazy last night.
Yeah, I know he was.
I'm glad he was. I know. He loves to taunt me.
The three of us on a text line together was fun. I was enjoying the hell out of it.
You know, he's a Ranger fan like I am. But I picked the Devils to win the series because I didn't like the matchup. Look, the matchup against Florida for the Bruins wasn't a great match either. So now, like I said... You know, Edmonton won their series, and how about the Kraken beating the former Stanley Cup champion Avalanche? I mean, it just goes to see you can take care of speed, and Seattle proved it because they slowed the Avs down, and Philip Grubauer, who played for the Avs a few years ago, stood on his head in that series, and now the Kraken up in Seattle, Rowdy Francis, former captain of the Hartford Whalers, running that organization up in Seattle. So congratulations to the Seattle Kraken, the second year they're moving on. In their first round series against the Stanley Cup champion Avalanche. So 413-445-5943. So let's
actually have a connection, you can try to call us, but we don't want to hear this.
All right, so now it's time for Sean to rant about his Celtics. My friend, I know they lost last night. No Embiid. How in the world did they lose? Go ahead, man.
I asked you, do you have a microwave next to you?
You mean Vinny Johnson?
No, do you have a microwave next to you?
No, I don't. But do you remember Vinny Johnson, the microwave?
Yes.
Okay, there you go.
But all you need is a hot potato.
All you need is love.
All you need is love. Hey. Anyway. Tatum and Brown were I don't have the words to express how I feel about Jason Tatum. He is one of the best regular season players in the NBA. I mean, he averaged over 30 points a game. Get to the postseason, as Larry David would say. You know, Tatum and Brown last night, nobody wanted the ball. I mean, they lost by 4 points without Embiid in the game. What are they going to do when he comes back? I mean, he's going to play game two. I mean, but I will say that Doc Rivers chokes in the postseason. How many 3-1 series leads has he blown in the postseason?
A lot.
Four?
A few, yeah.
Four, maybe?
At least.
So I expected the Celtics to win the first two at home, split one in Philly, and then come back and win game five at home. That's what I expected. And they lost last night. And when I heard that Embiid wasn't going to play, I said this should be an easy win. Not easy. Not easy. Don't get me wrong.
Not easy. Harden scored, 45 last night?
I mean, Harden's a beast.
Yeah, he scored 45.
But
and made the game-winning shot, too. So,
but I expected the Celtics to win that game last night. And
so did I. I picked them to win the series, so, I mean,
I expected them to win in five. Now it's this,
well,
this series.
Well, I don't know about five, but, I mean, six or seven.
I thought they'd go, like I said, two at home, split on the road. Game five back at home. That's what I thought, especially with Embiid being out. But now he's going to be back, most likely, Doc Rivers says, for game two. But I can hear Doc Rivers going,
you're getting on. I love Doc when he played for the Knicks. So
I love Doc as a Celtics coach, but he's choked everywhere he's been since. I mean, he did win us a championship.
The players also choked, too. Lakers, let's blame the players, too, as well. You know, I think the coach sometimes gets too much criticism.
Can I get to the most hated series in the history of sports?
Yeah, go ahead.
Golden State.
Oh, of course. LA. The Lakers. Who are you rooting for that in that series? I hate both teams. So.
I hate both teams. I hate Steph Curry and his mouth guard.
Oh, my
guard.
God. I can't stand it.
I hate Steph Curry and his mouth guard. I hate Draymond Green. I hate LeBron.
LeBron. Here's the phones again. Let's see if we can get back to
it. This is going to be.
Good morning. You're on with Cronin and Zook here on WTBR. Hello?
What a disgrace. What a freaking disgrace. So let me ask you, who's the bigger disgrace? Okay? The disaster, the disgrace of the Rangers, your favorite player, Artemi Panarin, or
who is it?
Or Aaron Boone, with the brilliant move that he made last night to take this guy out after 88 pitches while he's
hey Joe,
finally, how you doing,
hey
Joe?
Joe, jeez, it's Joe Beningo.
Hold on, and hand the game to the expansion Guardians. Tell me who is that?
Oh my God, it's ridiculous. I can't stand Boone. You know that. You know I get all over him, Joe, all the time, man, all the time, brother.
If George was alive. If George was alive, Boone would have been gone last year.
Right, they should have a bumper sticker.
Got swept by Houston last year.
Absolutely.
But if George was alive now, Boone would have been fired last night. I mean, and then he gives you the nonsense, and I'm not even a Yankee fan.
I know.
And then he gives you the nonsense about, well, his velo was down. His velo was down. It sounds like he's got some kind of disorder.
Right, or disease, right. His velo, right. His velo.
How about saying he wasn't throwing as hard?
Violio like disease. Oh, my God, Joe, I'll tell you. It's
how do you feel, about your Mets so far,
can
Joe?
Can I say that? I said it. I said goddamn disgrace. No, really. I mean, give me a break. You know, they bring in this guy Kane. What a stiff he is.
Oh, my God.
They bring in Tereschenko. He was a little better. They got absolutely nothing out of Artemi Panarin. He just missed the net again.
I mean, been terrible.
It's a joke. And Adam Fox, what the hell?
Oh, he's looked like.
What was this?
I told you.
He nonchalanced this thing on the power play. Here, to this guy. I can't stand this guy, Andre Pilat. Here, give him the puck. Here, take the puck. have another shorthanded goal. And they're making this guy Schmidt, whatever his name is. They're making him look like Brodeur. I mean, I was waiting to see Scott Stevens make a freaking appearance.
All year long.
This loss by the Rangers to the freaking Devils was a disaster.
Joe, how do you like two goals in four games? I mean, I can't believe it. It blows my mind. Another great start last night, Joe, where the Rangers get one shot in 10 minutes, and here they are running around the zone. All year long, I kept telling all my Ranger friends, here we go east and west, here we go east and west. Do I have to watch Kane run around the zone, or Panera run around the zone like Dorothy Hamill in the Ice Capades? I'm so sick of watching
it. She was a lot better looking.
Right.
I don't know if she was Katrina Vitt, but she was a lot better looking. Nevertheless, with that point being made, how about the opening, this guy kind of got lost in a shuffle. The opening faceoff of the game, all of a sudden, Zibanejad and Krejci.
Yeah, two on one. Right, they do nothing.
They got a 2-on-1.
Right.
And Zibanejad basically misses the net.
Yeah, I know. I mean, he was awful.
What are you doing?
I know. Oh my God! Unbelievable!
This is a disgrace.
It was a joke.
Not
I mean,
really. And
poor
and
Igor.
Fire Gallant. The Rangers. I said this on my podcast today. The Rangers fire coaches more than the Jets do.
Right.
Like every time. like the Rangers are the only team in the history of sports to have the guy they win the championship with last 1 year and he's gone the next year. I mean, think about it.
Oh my God!
Mike Keaton, he's here for 1 year. He wins.
Right, he wins the cup, and he's gone. Well, Neil Smith, and he didn't. You know, they butted heads. And by the way,
I mean, okay. I think maybe
egos.
Keep him for another year.
Absolutely, big egos.
What a disaster!
I couldn't believe it.
Who's the next coach going to be? Was it Drury going to be the coach himself?
I could not believe that Chris Drury did not understand what this team needed. All year long, I've been saying how soft this top six, this top nine is, and they went out and got more soft guys. I mean, I couldn't believe it. Meanwhile, Timo Meier's in New Jersey. Meanwhile, they got Domi down in Dallas. I mean,
right. Did
Chris Drury understand? Like, last year, he generally got it right with Kopp and Mott, and even Frankie Vetrano plays a heavy game in the corners.
Frankie
plays a heavy game, and they signed with the Ducks. They could have re-signed him. He signed with the Ducks for, like, nothing. So it's and anyway, Joe Beningo joining us right here on WTBR.
I'm not really, it's
unbelievable.
My aggravation level is high. And let me tell you about the Knicks. The Knicks are not winning this series.
Oh my God.
Neither are the Celtics.
I texted this to you. The Knicks have never won a playoff series.
Right, which they lost game one, right.
They're 0-1 at home. When they lost game one at home. They're 0-7 in that situation. Remember 2 years ago they lost Atlanta.
Yep.
They lost game one at home.
Yep.
10 years ago when they got to the second round after they barely got by the Celtics and tried to choke that series away when they were up 3-0. They lost game one at home to Indiana.
Hey, Obi Toppin, take another 3-point shot.
To the Patrick Ewing finger roll series when they blew a 7-point lead with 18 seconds left against Reggie Miller at the Garden and lost that freaking series.
Yep.
So please, what a disgrace. What?
Hey, Joe, how do you feel about your Mets right now?
I don't feel that bad because the Mets have been, they're keeping their head somewhat above water.
Right.
With no pitching.
Right.
Now, and the pitching staff is in shambles. I guess Scherzer's going to pitch Wednesday, tomorrow, and then Verlander is finally going to pitch on Thursday. So, they're 3 games over .500 with the pitching being what it has been. The kid Beatty is up and he's hitting, man. He's starting to really look like the real deal. Alvarez got his biggest hit as a Met last night in that second game of the doubleheader, which is a game they really had to win. He got a big 2-run double to put him ahead. David Robertson's been great. I mean, I got to tell you,
Cashman when he was available?
Night. I mean, he was, you know, so I, with all, with considering everything the way it's been, and especially with the rotation being as banged up as it is,
right.
I'm not that upset. I mean, they're 3 games over, and like I said, they're keeping their heads above water right now.
Vogelbach's hitting .275.
Vogelbach's been good.
Yeah, he's been good. It's highly disappointing that you're not going to hear the trumpets this year. I'm disappointed in that.
Well, what are you going to do? I mean, God forbid he doesn't pitch in the WBC. You know, we got to do that, you know?
Yeah, that's a whole different debate.
You're paying the guy a certain amount of money, he shouldn't be allowed.
Hey, Joe, I got a question for you. Can Obi Toppin take another 3-pointer? Oh, my God, the 3-pointer show.
You know what? Obi Toppin was the only guy to hit 3-pointers. They had 7 3-pointers in the game.
I know.
He hit 4 of them.
I know he did.
And then freaking Thibodeau doesn't play him the last 10 minutes of the fourth quarter.
I know.
Why wasn't he on the floor?
I don't know. I have no idea. I'm not, look, you know, it's, you know what, it drives me crazy with all the three pointers and stuff like that. But I mean, he was playing well.
The NBA's not, the NBA's never going to be the NBA we want to see.
I know. It's just garbage.
It would be nice if the coaches actually wore suits.
Right. I know. I always say that.
I mean, if you see Pat Riley coaching now and he's wearing a freaking jumpsuit. Yeah.
I was just going to say that coach Mazzulla for the Celtics is out there wearing like a windbreaker.
Oh, it's awful.
And sweatpants.
Thank
ugly.
God the NHL, these coaches are still
exactly.
wearing suits.
You know,
an absolute disgrace.
If Barry,
the NBA's so many levels, and I won't even get onto the political stuff off the, court, which I don't want to get into all that.
I was going to say, if Barry Trotz was available, but not, now he's general manager
of
Nashville.
We do a little Rush Limbaugh show here if you want to get a little politics
you don't
in
get me going.
No,
right.
not
at all.
Definitely not.
There's enough aggravation in sports beside the aggravation of the country.
So what? So Joe, what do the Rangers do next year? I mean,
I don't know what they do, man.
I mean,
where do they go? I don't know. What do you
they
do?
Got, well,
you still got the. You still got a great goal. Look at. And they would have lost like 10-0 if not.
Oh, I know. Igor, you know, I felt so bad for Igor. He was the only one that played with any intensity, with any spirit, with any guts.
Yep,
it was ridiculous.
Yep.
I mean, for 10 minutes last night, all they do is run around their own zone, and there's no adjustments. There's no forecheck.
Yep.
There's no play below the goal line. You know why? Because they don't have the personnel. And how bad has Lafreniere? What a bust Lafreniere is.
You texted me this. By the way, you text me. Let me tell you, what's your partner's name, Rob?
Oh, Sean Cronin here.
Sean.
Yeah, I met you at Samantha's.
He texted me like a manifesto. You know what I mean? Like I'm saying to myself, how the hell does Robbie see the game when all he's doing is texting?
I know.
Joe, don't forget I met you at Samantha at your daughter's engagement party in Egremont.
Right,
there.
Right. You mentioned that.
Yeah, no,
Larry
I know,
Steinberg,
I know.
My best man.
I didn't mean to text your head off last night.
I got a question for you, though.
I know I'm not looked at too well over there, but you know what? He's actually a good guy.
Larry loves you. He tells me if you ever come on again to give him, you know, to
well,
give you
I
his love.
Tell him the feeling is mutual, so tell him I said hello.
I'll do that, but I want to ask you a question. As a Boston guy, you know, this is why this show is so fun, because Robbie and I, what do the Bruins do? I mean, do they fire their coach?
The
I mean, what
hockey.
The hell was that?
Haven't we learned, and it's starting to be this way in baseball too, haven't we learned that it doesn't mean anything what you do in a regular season? Get in the playoffs. That's
right.
All that matters, and anybody could win the Stanley Cup. Right? I mean, let's be honest.
Absolutely.
And don't you think the President's Trophy is kind of a curse?
Well, I mean, the Rangers did, when the year the Rangers won it, which is now, you know, going to be 30 years ago already, you know, they're already more than halfway to the 54 from the last
time. I was 29, now I'm 58 when they won the Cup.
I mean, come on.
Oh, man.
Well, I mean, it's a joke. They did win the President's Trophy that year, if I'm not mistaken.
They did. The last President's Trophy winner to win the Cup with the Chicago Blackhawks, with Patrick Kane, who looks like he's 90 years old now.
Isn't it fun seeing the Yankees sitting in sole possession of last place, too?
The Yankees got some big issues, man.
Yeah, they do.
First of all, they got their best player is hurt. What a surprise. It's amazing how on his walk year of his contract, he was fine all year.
Right.
He's out. Stanton's always out. That's a joke.
Oh, it's ridiculous.
The pitchers are hurt. Severino, Rodan is hurt. This other guy, Montas, what a joke he is. Outside of Garrett Cole, I mean, what the hell do the Yankees have going for them right now?
Then they have a dip clown for a manager. I have to watch my language here on the radio.
Well,
but
I don't know how
pulling Herman last
still
night.
Managing the team is beyond my.
it's Joe. It's like I said to Robbie a bunch of times. They ought to just have a Dell laptop computer running place.
Well, Cashman's telling them what to do. You know that.
It's stupid.
And I wouldn't doubt that Cashman, the order came down from him to get Herman out.
Right,
of the
my buddy, anyway. My buddy. Licata calls him a data applicator. I heard
a rumor earlier this week that the Red Sox were planning on replacing Chaim Bloom with an executive from the Yankees. I'm like, really? Why? No.
Yeah. Well,
no.
Cashman, look, Cashman has been a very good GM over the years. It's time now. He's been there too long.
Give me Dave Dombrowski back, please.
Yeah. Hey, you could have Billy Epler. You want him? But anyway, we...
So
what did
you think about the Bruins losing as a bad matchup against Florida? You know, obviously I'm not a Bruin fan.
The amazing thing about the Bruins losing, I didn't realize till the playoffs that Florida actually beat them twice during the year.
Yes, they did. So did the Senators.
The amazing thing about the Bruins
yep.
is how close they came to closing this series out
yeah.
twice.
Right.
I mean, you go back to game five, they got that breakaway. Who was it, Bergeron, I think?
It was Marchand.
Oh, Marchand, okay.
Yeah.
And then yesterday, game seven, they had a one-goal lead with less than a minute to go.
Right, right.
It's unbelievable.
I know,
unbelievable.
It's amazing.
Hey, Joe, what do you make about the Oakland Athletics?
In reference to what?
Aren't they just a beautiful organization? I mean, they're 6-23.
Well, you know what? They want out of Oakland. They have the worst stadium in baseball.
Oh, absolutely.
I lived in California for a year. I went to a couple games
there. Box.
Yeah,
you know they need to go to Vegas with the Raiders. I mean, they do.
Joe,
it looks like they're gonna.
Did you like the Jets draft? Did you like what they did?
Aaron Rodgers.
I mean, did I like the Jets draft? I mean, look, I was a little shaky about the first round pick. Obviously, we got hosed again by Belichick.
Right,
Belichick,
I know. I heard you the other day. Yeah.
Right, so they could take this guy Broderick Jones to tackle.
Uh-huh.
Look, they seem to love this guy McDonald. We'll see. We'll see what he is. I like the guy they took in the second round, Tippmann. I like him.
Yeah.
I think he's going to play right away. We got to win. Look, we got Rodgers as our quarterback. It's time to win. They got to win.
Absolutely.
There's no gray area with the Jets here now.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, anything short. Look, I want here's the minimum that I want this year.
14-3, right?
I want a division title,
right.
And I want a home playoff game.
Exactly.
13-4, division title, home playoff game.
Did you see he was at MSG the other night, and he got a standing ovation when they put
Rodgers?
Him up on?
Yeah.
And, you know,
yeah, he was there for the Knick game, too.
I know.
That's what I mean. And he cut his hair. He's saying he's going to get a house in New Jersey. He wants to get together with the players. He wants to go to a place where he can win. And I'm like, well, you could win in Green Bay, but the Jets, you know, that's going to be a lot of fun. I'm a Patriot fan.
And, oh, my God.
And the Patriots are going to be
Right now, and that's another thing. We have to.
Twice. Got to beat them twice, Joe.
This. No. My team has to stick it
right
up the rear end of the Patriots twice this year. And I'm telling you right now, if we don't win one of those, if we get a chance to put like 50 on them, we have to.
I hope you do.
Like if we got a first and goal on a 1 yard line with a second to go in a game, we got to stick it into the end zone.
I hope you do because I can't stand Mac Jones and I'm sick of Bill Belichick's ignorance and his arrogance.
Sick of him. I mean, you know, the guy all he did is win you six Super Bowls and.
Tom Brady won a six.
Look, I don't love Belichick at all, but that's for different reasons. But.
Yep.
Yeah. You know,
the great Joe Beningo joined us with here on from WFAN. Joe is on Saturday mornings, by the way, at 10 o'clock. And, of course, you can catch his podcast on Spotify, right? Monday and Friday, Joe, is that correct?
Yep.
Okay, absolutely.
I mentioned you in one of my podcasts.
Oh, thanks, brother. I appreciate it. Yeah. Sorry for the nauseating texting. I was just so pissed off.
I think I said what I said to you now. I mean, how the hell does the guy watch the game when all he's doing is texting? And, you know, let me tell you this, too, man. Like, Sean, he's texting me like manifestos. You know, it's like the Declaration of Independence. I mean, it's not like one-word text, you know, like that kind of thing.
I was talking to the phone.
Joe, do you remember the movie that was like, I can't remember the actor, but there was like five, guys that were the same person. It's like Robbie does the same thing to me. He's constantly blowing up my phone. I'm like, how the hell am I supposed to watch a game? And
Robbie, let me ask you, Robbie, are you married, Robbie?
No, not married. Never married.
Married to
never
his cat.
Married. You have a girlfriend?
He's got his cat Ringo.
Kind of, but I would say Sue and I are kind of like Jerry and Elaine from Seinfeld, best friends, you know? So
so basically, it's like friends with benefits. You
know, that was a great movie, too.
It's really cheaper that way, you know?
I mean, right. She's got a great job, so, you know, it's fine. No,
there
she's
you go.
Really, she's awesome. She really is awesome. So
well, I'm happy for
her. Yeah, she's great.
You should probably spend more more time with her.
Absolutely. We do. We didn't see each other this weekend, but so I'm going to be doing some landscaping for the summer, you know, for sure, cutting the
all
lawns
right.
and stuff. I wanted to say, I love the interview with Joe Klecko, by the way. Joe is my all-time favorite Jet, even though I'm a Giant fan. But I met Joe years ago, and he's a sweetheart of a guy. And I'm so happy. When he got in the Hall of Fame, I was just so excited for him. So,
Joe's a good guy. I know Joe a long time.
Yeah.
When I was doing SNY, he was when he was doing the Jet postgame show, I saw him almost every day. So he's a good guy. I'm definitely going to go. I'm actually going to go to Canton for the
Jet. Yeah, you were saying. I know. Years ago.
But Revis is going in as well.
Right,
so
right.
I got a double dip there.
There you go. Well, years ago, you know, when I was
helped
growing,
us
growing
win
up,
a Super Bowl, Revis. Yeah. Thank you.
When I was growing up years ago, I had.
You know how many number one draft choices of the Jets won Super Bowls with other teams? I don't even want to get. I don't even want to start breaking it down.
A lot, man. Oh man,
exactly, a lot.
Exactly.
Joe, I could talk sports with you all day, man. You're a blast. I love it. I mean that in the nicest way, too. I love it.
No, that's fine. That's cool. I understand.
Maybe one day me and Robbie could come on your podcast with you. What's that?
I have no idea what happened. I know Philly won, but I mean, what, Harden had 45
last
night?
Yeah, 45 last
night. And they lost with Embiid not playing. I mean, what the hell?
Embiid didn't play last night? I didn't even know.
No, it was like I was talking to Robbie. It's like, you know, Tatum and Brown in the fourth quarter were like hot potato. Like, here's a ball, here's a ball, here's a ball, here's a ball. Nobody wanted to shoot the ball.
If the Knicks can get through the Heat.
They're soft.
If the Knicks can get through the Heat, I would give them a real – I don't know if they're going to get through the Heat. I would give them a real shot at either Philly or Boston.
The Knicks did lose last night, right?
They're down 1-0.
They're down 1-0.
They're down 1-0. Okay, the Knicks are going to beat the Heat. And they're going to get.
I don't know, man. I'm not so sure about that.
We got playoff Jimmy though.
You got to get better from Brunson. Brunson was terrible.
I tell you,
anybody's did a great job on Brunson. You know what? I don't really love Julius Randle, but they missed Randle.
They did. They did. They did. They missed his 25 points per game. Absolutely.
Anybody's alive in the East right now because Milwaukee got eliminated. So
yeah.
Anybody's
got,
alive.
Got whacked.
No, yeah, they did.
Eliminated. They got whacked.
Yeah, they got whacked. And Giannis had his best game, and they got beat. So anybody's alive right now.
Let me tell you, Miami is one of the best run franchises there is.
Absolutely.
You got Pat Riley running it.
Spoelstra.
And you got Spoelstra, who's one of the best coaches in basketball.
Absolutely.
He made great adjustments.
And we have to keep hearing about LeBron. I'm so sick and tired of LeBron. I'm sick and tired of Steph Curry.
Let me just say this. I understand LeBron's one of the greats of all time. There's no doubt. Top five player of all time, no doubt.
Can't stand
it. That said, I got a lot of issues with LeBron that don't have anything to do with basketball.
Right.
Me too. Me too.
but at least he plays, Joe. At least he gets on the court and plays. So,
but
he
we got to see him.
He does have to have his maintenance days. By the way, I thought this was a very interesting thing. Van Gundy actually said this the other day on one of the games.
Yeah.
There were five. Think about this. There were five NBA players, five, that played every game this year.
Unbelievable.
Five. It's crazy. Played all 82 games. There was 120 NHL players.
Of course.
That played all 82 games.
Of course.
Games.
That's why it's my favorite sport. That's why NHL players are the best. That's why they're the best.
And it's a much more demanding game.
Of course.
Not that basketball is not demanding, but it's much more demanding and physical game than basketball.
That's because hockey players will do anything. They come from small towns and not spoiled like the NBA players.
Joe, wouldn't it piss you off if you spent like $300 for two tickets to a game and like two of the star players of the game were benched for load management.
I've really grown. I hated Michael Jordan when he played because he stuck it to the Knicks all the time. Okay? All right, so I hated him, as great as he was.
The Charles Smith Memorial Award. That was
don't
the best.
Even start. With that said, I have tremendous respect now for Jordan because Jordan played all the time. Like, Jordan would even play preseason games.
Oh, yeah.
Because Jordan said, look, this might be the first time somebody came to see me. I'm not gonna not play. They paid their money to come and see me, so I got great respect for Jordan. And you know, it's gone the other way with LeBron. That's for sure.
Absolutely, great Joe Beningo. Join us right here on WTBR 89.7 FM 413-445-5943. Hey Joe, just to wrap it up. I know you got stuff to do, but anyway, I just wanted to say, you know, with the Knicks as far as Game 2 goes, I mean, they got to get more contributions from the bench. I mean, Quickley's got to be better. This guy, you know, Grimes has got to be better. Grimes is a good 3-point shooter.
Well, what they have to do to me in this series, bro, is for number one, they have to hit three. They're going to have to hit threes.
Absolutely.
You know, that's not really their game.
No.
You know, they win by getting Brunson in the paint.
Right.
You know, RJ Barrett going to the basket. You know, that's how they win. Getting offensive rebounds. Mitchell Robinson did not have a good game on Sunday. Neither did Josh Hart. You know, they got a rebound in basketball. You saw what they did to Cleveland. Now, let's be honest, Cleveland stinks.
Oh, they were terrible.
Okay,
terrible.
Cleveland was an overrated team. Thank God they didn't make the Donovan Mitchell trade.
Right. I was going to say.
Guy, you talk about a guy that's overrated.
Oh,
I mean, how about Donovan Mitchell?
Absolutely.
But, you know, they got to do a better job defending the three-point shooters on Miami. You know, they got to do that. And, you know, that's the story. But Brunson, they did a great job defensively on Brunson. They had three guys in the paint on him the whole time.
Right, and that's what Spoelstra said when he took the timeout. He said, guys, we've got to get better in the paint here. Because the Knicks scored like in the paint like crazy at the first half.
Yeah,
so.
They had like 40 points in the first half in the paint.
Right.
I think in the half.
Absolutely.
So. Hey, buddy. I think my phone's going, so yeah, I'm going to cut out.
Thanks, man. Awful. All
Robbie,
love, yeah.
Sean, God bless. God all bless. The love.
Thanks, buddy.
Thanks, Joe.
And,
love you.
Love
we
you, man.
We'll talk to you soon.
I'll talk
right,
to you
soon.
Yeah, absolutely, buddy. Thanks,
Rob,
for
next
thanks
time
for
you text me, like make no. it like, you know, keep it like under the Gettysburg address, all right?
Absolutely, man.
Hey, Joe, just be glad you guys aren't paying for Jacob DeGrom anymore. You know,
I didn't expect.
What is this? Jacob DeGrom. He didn't even make it to May. He didn't make it to May until he heard you got hurt.
I didn't expect you to read all that crap.
I had to throw that one in there before you hung up on it.
I didn't expect you to read all that stuff. Like, I was texting Moose. I was texting Moose, too, and the kids were probably going nuts, too.
Well,
anyway,
who
so.
Said I was reading it? I didn't have time. If I was reading it all, I wouldn't have seen the game.
Lots
all right,
of love,
guys,
buddy.
I got to run. All, right,
buddy.
All the love, all,
love,
all right?
Man. All right, thanks,
all
buddy.
All love, Joe. Thanks,
you
man.
You got it, man.
Take
all right.
care.
But you too, buddy.
All right, you too, bub.
The great Joe Beningo right there here on WTVR 89.7 FM. You know, I've been talking to Joe for a long time. How about, 26 years? 26 years we've been talking on the radio. Oh, my God. 413-445-5943. We're going to break.
I'm wondering if Ralphie's going to call in and make fun of me for living with Joe's wife again.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, we're going to break. We'll come back. We'll continue the conversation, talk a little bit NFL draft, and we'll take your calls right here. 413-445-5943 right here in Berkshire Sports Now with Cronin and Zuck. We'll be back right after this message.
Okay. Make sure is listener supported radio. That means we depend on your donations to keep the station on the air. All the local content and the music you love requires your support. You can make your donation today at WTBRFM.com by calling 445-4234 or stopping by our studio at 4 Federico Drive in Pittsfield. You'd be glad you did. Pittsfield Community Radio, for the love of radio.
PCTV Select is a great way to watch local content without having a cable subscription. You can keep up with the latest of what's going on in your community from anywhere in the world. And it's available for free right now. Watch live events in full HD on your TV, on your computer, or on the go with your mobile device. Or watch our large library of on-demand video programs anytime that's convenient for you. No more waiting until it's on TV. Did we mention it's free? PCTV Select is everywhere you need to be.
Check it out, it's the Terminator. Hey, when'd you get back, huh?
Did you have to shoot anyone?
Why are you so distant? Are you not happy to see me?
So what's the deal? You gonna get a job now or what?
Why are you being so jumpy? Put all that stuff behind you, okay?
No one knows what it's like to come back from Iraq or Afghanistan unless they were there. Join other veterans at communityofveterans.org because we know where you're coming from. Brought to you by Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America and the Ad Council.
Larry Krepke here from Nothing But Old 45s, inviting you to check out my brand new show here on WTBR called Sweet Country Music. Some of the best country music ever recorded, like Dolly Parton, Alan Jackson, Patsy Cline, and a lot more. Plus, every show contains a comedy segment that'll put a smile on your face. Sweet Country Music, 11 a.m. Sunday mornings here on 89.7 WTBR-FM, Pittsfield Community Radio.
Sweet Country Music.
Hey, this is Mike Pezzo. Remember those tunes your parents told you to turn down? Better yet, remember those tunes your grandparents told your parents to turn down? Well, on Mike's Amazing Music and Oldies show, you'll hear sometimes oldies, sometimes blues, sometimes local performers, and a lot of rock. On Berkshire County's only rock station, 89.7 WTBR-FM, Pittsfield Community Radio, Thursdays at noon. Tune in and be entertained and educated.
Mexicans, Bigfoot, Koreans,
yep.
Garbage Pail Kids.
We got something for just about everybody.
Hipsters.
WTBR.
Somebody's trying to call during the commercial break, but anyway, welcome back to Cronin and Zuck here. I guess we're going to try to take this call. The light is flashing. Hello, you're on Cronin and Zuck. Who are we speaking with?
I'm going to try and get through one more time.
And we're hanging up on you again because we can't hear a word you're saying.
I heard you talk to Beningo.
Why'd you try a speakerphone? Why'd you try
to put something?
You got it?
There we go. That's better.
That's better. Oh, my God.
This Robbie from Lenox is Spike from St. Pete. How are you,
brother? Hey, Spike. How you
there
doing?
There we go. There we go. That's better.
How do I know you?
I've been listening and calling in shows for 30 years like you have. First you were Bobby from Fort Washington, and then...
No, I wasn't from Fort Washington. I was Robbie in Portchester, then I was Robbie in Greenwich, Connecticut, York, Pennsylvania, and then Erie, Pennsylvania, and Lenox, Massachusetts for, what, 18 years now, so yeah.
Good for you. I heard you call Larry Harvesty. I just called.
I call Larry and Dan Gordon all the time. Yeah, good guys.
I've called for since.
Yeah, I know. Now I know who you are. Now I absolutely know who you are. Yeah, Spike.
And I checked your music. That's good stuff. Listen, thanks, brother. Retired from Florida. I got to tell you two things about the Rangers. I'm not the biggest hockey fan like you are. You know it inside out. Two things, and I'll get you guys off. They just didn't show up last night.
No, not at all.
Oh, my God. And I heard you on with Larry for about 10 minutes. He got on. And I felt your pain, so I wanted to contact you.
Thanks.
I don't know the other fellow with you, but Doc Rivers got to be the biggest choke artist in the NBA. He saw 3-1 leads. And what the hell was that last night, man? It almost looked like they bet the other way. What do you guys think of that game?
Don't worry. Philly will go up 3-1, and the Celtics will come back and pull it off.
I still like the Celtics.
That's Doc Rivers.
I like the Celtics depth.
That's
like
what he does.
I like the bench of the Celtics. So
you've been listening. That's what I said at the beginning. Absolutely.
I'll tell you, boys, one thing I know for sure. Jason Tatum's a regular season player. He spits the bit, man. I don't care how many points he scores.
That's what Sean was saying.
That's what I said earlier. Absolutely. Yep.
Okay, so you guys still think the Celtics will come back?
Yeah, I like the depth. I like the depth. They bring guys off the bench. Yeah, absolutely.
I like the fact that Doc Rivers is on the opposition because, you know, he chokes 3-1, you know, series leads all the time.
Many times. And I see Chris Paul's out. I'm watching last night. KD doesn't. He has a bad game. This is very intriguing. I know you're not the biggest NBA guy, Bobby, and you're always talking about you don't like the 3-point shot.
Oh, I can't stand it.
I know, but they don't post up anymore.
They don't.
So you got to let it go because they don't. Because if anyone would post up, it would be Embiid.
Right.
And I think he's coming back. So listen, good to talk. You guys are just on once a week.
Once a week on Tuesdays.
Once a week.
If you want, call us up. Every week, Spike. It's good to hear from you, man. Yeah, I always hear you on. I always hear you on with Larry.
I'm gonna listen for you tonight, brother.
Absolutely, brother.
Sounds great.
Great to hear from you, man. All
thanks
the best.
For calling, man. Nice
thanks,
to talk
buddy.
To you for the first
stay
time.
Well, stay well.
Be well.
Good show.
Thanks, Doc Spike. Take
thank
care.
You.
How about that, man? How about that, Spice? I hear Spike all the time when he calls. When he calls him.
Yeah, absolutely.
413-445-5940. Yeah, I hear Spike all the time. Hey, we got on the phone call. Hey, we're rolling.
We're rolling, and you know more people are calling.
Hi, you're on with Cronin, Zuck, and Berkshire Sports Now. Good morning.
Hey, I know why these guys, the phones work so well. They have flip phones. That's why.
Is this guy Ralph that I've heard of before?
You know, Beningo comes on like gangbusters because he's got a little flip phone from 1942.
How you doing this morning, Ralphie?
Oh, man, I'm an old timer, but not like those guys. At least I'm not in the Stone Age.
You sound the best I've ever heard you sound on this this communication network here. You sound great this morning.
Well, you know that my voice is the best on radio. We understand that.
Right? Now you're starting to sound. I'm just messing with you. No,
man.
you sound great.
Let me stand in one place here. Let me make sure. Hey, you got Spike from Pompton Plains calling the show. Pretty darn good.
Yeah, that's awesome. I hear Spike with Larry and Gordon down in ESPN Radio once in a while. So yeah, it was pretty cool.
What's going on this morning there, Ralph?
Well, I'll tell you something. The hockey thing. The one thing that strikes me, I'm not a big Rangers guy. But you know, anymore, you know, there was a time when I lived and died with that team. But the one thing that strikes me, Robbie, is what you said. If you're not up for a seventh game, when are you going to be up? If your coach cannot get you motivated for a seventh game of a semifinal, when will you ever be motivated?
I know. Well, I honestly think that they lost the coach. I think the players. Well, I just believe that the coach lost the players in the series. I don't know why, but I mean, they just don't show up. They didn't show up for Game 4 after they lost Game 3. They didn't show up for Game 5 and Game 6. They didn't show up for the first period. So, yeah, it's a soft team. I'm disgusted. It really was pathetic to watch last night. It really was. I was very, very upset about it. So.
Beningo's right about when he talks about Keenan back in the 90s.
Yeah.
You know, He was there and he was gone. This team fires more coaches than any professional sport.
Absolutely. They've had a ton of coaches for years and years and years. And again, you know, Gallant, I'm not a huge Gallant. The reason I'm not a huge Gallant fan is because I don't feel he's an aggressive coach. Like, Keenan was an attack-style coach. Too much of this counterattack style last night. The Rangers just laying back along their blue line and trying to counter the rush every time. Come on, you got to attack the zone. You got to play below the goal line. You got to attack the front of the net. Last night's stats in the first, after two periods, Devils 11 shots in the slot, Rangers 1. There's the story right there. I mean, they never tested this kid. No offense to this kid. He played really well. They never test him. One shot and out. And by the way, if Chris Drury couldn't figure out, with the Rangers being one of the worst teams in the NHL statistically, with goals off the forecheck and goals off rebounds, how in the world do you go out and get more soft guys, more skilled guys? They don't need that. They needed a Max Domi. They needed a Bukestad from Arizona. They needed to go out and get some size. They needed a Ryan O'Reilly, that type of guy in the middle that can pound the puck in the front of the net and get rebounds and dirty goals. So, yeah.
By the way, Go ahead, Ralph.
You said it the whole time. The personnel is just not right.
It's stupidly constructed. You know, how much finesse do you need?
What are you going to say, Sean?
I got to break away from hockey with some breaking news. Bryce Harper cleared to play tonight for the Philadelphia Phillies as the designated hitter. He wasn't supposed to play till July.
Wow.
Because of Tommy John surgery. So that's huge for the Phillies.
Be still my heart. And my day is made.
I know that doesn't mean much to you, Ralph, but go ahead.
You know, Tommy John surgery has become a rite of passage. If you don't have Tommy John surgery, they wonder why.
Didn't you say it a while back on our show that they ought to just have it when they're in elementary school, just get it out of the way?
I think more out of the womb. Out of the womb, they have to go right to the surgeon.
I thought that was
right
you
to
that
the
said
surgeon,
it.
Out of the womb.
Yep.
No, I did say that because, you know, it was kind of an oddity back in the old days, Sean. They used to have that surgery on the rare occasion. And, of course, the initial one was Tommy John, but they used to have that surgery on the rare occasion. These guys, about 3 out of 10 get this surgery. It's ridiculous.
And this guy's a right fielder. He's not even a pitcher. So,
there was a kid I played with in college, and he was a third baseman. He got that surgery, and, you know, they think there's nothing going to go wrong during that surgery. He never threw again. There's something went wrong during surgery. It ruined his whole career. But I guess he had to get it, but they botched the surgery somehow. So it's not foolproof.
Well, he wouldn't have thrown again if he hadn't gotten it either, probably, right? So,
Ralph, remember radio days with the pitcher? Remember he had heart, he loses his leg, his eyes, every kid, he's blind, remember?
Baseball players are all, I don't know if I can use the word,
But he had heart. He had heart.
Pussies.
Ralph Romeo, join us.
Sandy Koufax, there are many pictures of him with the elbow dipped in ice, and he's sitting there between starts. He used to pitch every third day or fourth day.
Right.
It was a different thing. You know, I talked to, what's his name the other day? Who was it again? I talked to Neer the other day, of course.
Oh, how's he doing?
You know, Mike Marshall, the whole thing with Mike Marshall, when he said the more the better, you know, the more you throw, the better condition your arm is. There's some, I don't care if it was 1975 when he pitched, it still applies today. These guys rest
too much. Too much.
Too much. It's a big joke.
Ralph, they used to pitch between starts.
That never worked.
They used to throw between starts years ago. Absolutely.
I got to tell you guys something, right? Okay, this kid, Brian Bayo from the Red Sox, Pedro worked with him all offseason. This is his second year, and he made a few starts last year. They came out to the mound the other day twice with fingernail clippers because he broke a fingernail. And I'm just like, my dad and I are watching this going, are we freaking serious right now? Like, you know, you broke a fingernail? Like, if that, what are we doing here? Like a fingernail clipper? Come on.
Stanton for the Yankees is out with a hangnail, and the other guy's out because there's, you know, I don't know, something doesn't work. He's constipated. I don't know. These guys have all kinds of reasons for not playing, But you know something, Sean? It's never going to change because that paycheck gets deposited every 2 weeks. What the hell do they care?
Well, I find that.
Ralph, what do you make of Aaron Judge being on the injured list, Ralph?
Well, you know, last year he's playing for a contract. You know, he's playing 162 games almost. Now this year the true colors come out. You know, they baby these guys and they pay them a king's ransom.
Yep.
You would think if you're paying astronomical dollars, you can get the guy on the field for 145 games a year, but that's not the case.
My buddy Gerard is convinced that Judge is on steroids, though he was last year and he's not this year, which is why he's hurt now. So I don't know. I don't think he's ever on steroids, but he's a 6'7" guy, huh? What were you saying?
There's some truth to that. I think that's good observation on his part.
Hey, Ralph, can you contact our station and tell them that we need more than 1 hour? They're kicking us off at 5.
If I talk to them, you'll get 4 hours.
We would love it. Honestly, Robbie and I could sit here all day and talk to you and talk to Gerard and talk to everybody. We would love it. 1 hour, it just goes by way too fast.
If you want to listen to my program tonight, we're going to have a humdinger at 6 o'clock on WPAT.
There you go.
What's your definition of a humdinger? What do you got tonight?
Well, a humdinger is when you lay your whole radio career on the line and you say whatever you want every time you go on the airwaves. You don't give a sheet about anything. That's a humdinger.
6 p.m., I'll tune in. Ladies and gentlemen, and WPAT, 9:30 a.m. at 6 p.m. Listen to my good buddy Ralph Romeo.
Absolutely.
All right. You get that right on your phone. You don't have to have the radio. You can listen anywhere on the face of the earth.
Alexa will pick it up too.
Thanks, bro. I'll talk to you soon.
Thanks,
all right,
Ralphie.
Santa Cindy. All right, Ralph Romeo checking in with us right here on WTBR 89.7 FM. We got 4 minutes left. 413-445-5943. Thanks to everybody who's called today. It's been great. Nice to hear from Spike. That was the coolest thing, man. That was fantastic. So
this has been a great show today. Beningo called.
Yeah, so the Knicks, well, Joe. I asked Joe if he would call in this morning. He texts me at 5:30 the other day. He's ready to get up for his golf game. He get on the golf course, you know, something. But you know what it is? When I'm watching the game, right, I'm watching, and he texts me back. So I'm basically talking into the phone while I'm watching, not really writing, you know. So I'm talking really fast as I'm talking to the phone, like words are discombobulated and all this stuff. And I have to, you know, go back and say what I actually meant. You know, I'm looking at words that are completely changed and stuff because they're not actually coming out right while I'm speaking into the telephone. So Joe's like, look, you know, it's crazy. Anyway, we got another caller. Wow, this has been a great show.
How about this is Mike from Maryland?
Good morning. You're on with Cronin Zuck. Who am I speaking with?
Jeez, I can't even get in anymore.
There you go, man. Hey, Gerard. Yeah, much, much better, brother. What's going on? I got about 2 minutes, so go for it.
No, I did. I just wanted to call and let you know that I was trying to call. But
absolutely.
How do you follow Ralph and Joe?
I don't know, man.
You're a great caller, too, man.
Absolutely. The only true Islander fan I think I ever knew.
Yeah, because Jeff's a Colorado Rockies.
Oh, my God, please.
Colorado,
can we jump the bandwagon a little bit more? Oh, my goodness gracious. Now he's a Nuggets fan. I thought he was going to root for the Heat. I said, what about the Heat? Weren't you a Heat fan? Oh, no, now I'm a Nuggets guy. Okay, yeah, you get the uniforms. You get to play ping pong on the court with the guys. I know, Jeff. I know, you know.
Yeah.
Oy vey.
I was happy you guys got to sign off. I just wanted to give you a call because I was trying all day and couldn't get through. You're getting too popular now.
So I hope so.
I'm going to have to get that secret line now that you have for WFAN.
Exactly.
Give us another hour. Terrible time slot. Give us another hour.
Catch you next week.
No, anyway, so I was going to ask you real quick, what do the Islanders do next year?
Do they bring back Lane Lambert?
I was going to ask you. That was my question. Did they bring back Lambert? Do you make some trades? You deal? A lot of those guys are contracted now. They signed all these guys.
Yeah,
so,
they signed Horvat for 8 years.
Yeah, it's crazy. He's been a total bust. A total bust.
Did you say 8 years?
Yep.
Wow.
Here's the thing with Horvat. When they got him, he had 32 goals. He was on pace to score 52.
Right.
He ended the season with 38, and one was an empty netter.
Oh, my God.
He put 6 goals in the 30 games that they got him, plus the playoffs. He had 1 point in the playoffs. I mean, talk about that guy's face should be on a milk carton. Oh, my goodness. And Barzal is not without blame either. I mean, I know he's coming back from an injury, but he had 1 goal in the playoffs.
He's soft, though. He's soft. He's a talented player, but he's soft, man, you know? And, you know, I honestly felt bad for Sorokin because he's been unbelievable to me. You know, he should get some votes for MVP this year in the league, but he won't. But he should get some votes because he stood on his head, and he stood on his head all year with the amount of goals that the Islanders score. But
we're going to wrap this up.
Anyway, brother, I'm going to wrap it up. Gerard, thanks for calling, buddy.
Thanks, Gerard.
All right, man, thanks. I can't believe we're done already. Goodness gracious. Thank you. There you go.
Wow. 1 hour.
Faster than
I could use four more, three more, two more, one more. Anything.
Absolutely. Anyway, that'll do it. Thanks to Joe Beningo, Ralph Romeo, the rest of our callers. And we'll see you next week right here at Cronin Sook and Berkshire Sports Now right here on WTBR. Stay tuned for great programming all day. And Beatles Forever at 4 o'clock. We'll
and
see you,
Walter
folks.
Enterprises here. Walter Enterprises. All right. There you
God
go.
God bless everybody. Lots of love.